Respected friends and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that what will benefit on the day of judgment, what is that thing that's going to benefit us and that is going to be of some benefit to us on the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. That on that day, لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ, your wealth is not going to benefit you. وَلَا بَنُونَ, and your children are not going to benefit you. The same children for whom you used to miss your salah, for same children that you used to earn haram mal, haram wealth, you are not conscious that whether that wealth that I am attaining, that whether the wealth that I am earning is from halal source or haram source. I was just, there was only one thing in my mind, to fill the stomach of my children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this thing is not going to benefit you. Your wealth is not going to benefit you. The wealth that you are earning, and in this process you are missing your salah. In this process you are displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is that thing that is going to benefit us on the day of judgment? إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. The person who will come with Allah with a sound heart. The person who will come in the presence of Allah with a sound heart. Now what is a sound heart? Every person can say, I have a sound heart. Every person can say that. But in the tafsir in Ruhul Ma'ani, Allama Alusi says, Mahmud Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh, a tafsir in Arabic language, one of the very authentic tafsir in Arabic language, he has mentioned that the qalb salim is that qalb, is that heart, alladhi yurshidu banihi ila al-haq. الَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ فِي سَبِيلِ الْبِرِّ. That person who spends his wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who earns his wealth according to halal means, and then he spends his wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not waste his wealth in a TV program. He does not waste his wealth in gambling. He does not waste his wealth in buying useless things. Because for person on the day of judgment, he will be questioned on the day of judgment regarding his wealth. Where did he earn and where did he spend it? So الَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ فِي سَبِيلِ الْبِرِّ. This person, he used to spend his wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will help some orphan or widow, and he will give his wealth in masajid or in madaris. Any does such avenues which will bring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, الَّذِي يُرْشِدُ بَنِيهِ لَلْحَقِّ. He is not only concerned about himself. He is not only punctual in his salat. He is not only punctual in safeguarding his deen. But at the same time, he hasn't confirmed. He has this fikr and he has this concern that how my children become pious also. He has concern. He makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He cries to Allah, so that Allah make my children pious. He takes his children in the company of the pious people. Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, they be with those people who are truthful in their piety. So he takes his children in the company of the righteous people. He has a concern. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourself, O people of Iman. Save yourself and your children and your family and your family member from the fire of Jahannam. So الَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ فِي سَبِيلِ الْبِرِّ الَّذِي يُرْشِدُ بَنِيهِ إِلَى الْحَقِّ الَّذِي يَكُونُهُ قَلْبُهُ خَالِيًا عَنْ عَقَائِدِ الْبَاطِلَ. Whose heart is free from deviated beliefs. He doesn't go to the graves of the pious people and ask them that bear me children, that will fulfill one of my needs. This is a shirk. Only Allah, they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their need. So why don't we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our needs? Even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he had any kind of hajj, any kind of necessity, he would perform two rakat of salah and he would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill his need. So whenever we have any kind of difficulty in our life, any kind of musibati or calamity that came upon us, then we need to go towards salah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the difficulty, to remove the calamity from us. Whenever a person, he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help him. And Allah will remove the difficulty from him. So we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fourth commentary of Qalb Salim, الَّذِي يَكُونُ قَلْبُهُ خَالِيًا أَنْ غَلَبَتِ الشَّهْوَاتِ. That means that his desires does not overpower him. A person has a desire inside him, but those desires do not overpower him. He controls his desires. If those desires are lawful, he fulfills those desires. If those desires are haram and unlawful, he controls those desires of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means desires do not control him. He controls his desires. And the fifth tafsir commentary mentioned by my Shaykh, rahmatullah alayh, the الَّذِي يَقُونُ قَلْبُهُ خَالِيًا أَمَّنْ سِوَى اللَّهِ, that his heart is free from every غَيْرُ except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In his heart is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one is in his heart. And this is attained through spiritual exercise. When a person continuously he abstains from disobeying Allah, a person continuously he makes an effort and exert himself and he abstains from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a time comes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fills his heart with his special nur and tajalli. So this is the thing that's going to benefit us in the day of Qiyamah, is a qalb salim. Now according to these five new tafsir that I have mentioned, let us analyze and let us look inside us, that do we have qalb salim with us? This is the thing that is going to benefit us on the day of Qiyamah. Our wealth is not going to benefit. That wealth that we have, we're going to leave it behind, and people, you know, after us, they're going to benefit. Our children, when once we die, they're just going to, you know, bury us in the grave, and they're just going to leave. They're not going to accompany us in the grave. Our wealth is not going to accompany us in the grave. Our action, pious action, righteous action, how much we follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these things are going to benefit in the grave, respected friends and elders. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a true understanding, give us the tawfiq to prepare for the life hereafter.